The legacy of Strolling Jim, the first Grand Champion Tennessee walking horse in the annals of Tennessee walking horse history. Few names shine as brightly as Strolling Jim, the first Grand Champion walking horse of the world. His illustrious career not only brought fame to his own name, but also elevated the Tennessee walking horse breed and the Tennessee walking horse national celebration to national prominence. Strolling Jim's story is one of humble beginnings, remarkable achievements, and a legacy that continues to inspire horse enthusiasts across the country. Humble beginnings in Viola, Tennessee. Strolling Jim was foaled in 1936 on a farm near Viola, Tennessee, bred by Ed Gilliam. A chestnut gelding with a near hind sock, a star, and a snip, Jim was unremarkable as a young colt. Like many horses of his time, he was broken early to work on the farm. He pulled wagons, worked with plows, and helped with general chores. Yet even in those early days, there was something special about him. His natural speed and the comfort he provided to his rider did not go unnoticed. Charlie Ramsey of Viola eventually purchased Strolling Jim and continued to use him for farm work. However, fate intervened when Henry Davis, a pioneer breeder and dealer in walking horses, and Floyd Carruthers, renowned trainer of the era, heard about this promising young colt. Intrigued by the reports of his potential, the two men traveled to Viola on April 30, 1939, to see Strolling Jim for themselves. They were so impressed that they purchased him on the spot. The road to stardom under Floyd Carruthers' expert training in Wartrace, Tennessee, Strolling Jim's transformation from a farm horse to a show horse began. Carruthers recognized Jim's natural talent and worked tirelessly to hone his skills. It wasn't long before word spread about this extraordinary horse, drawing crowds to the training barn to witness his progress. Strolling Jim quickly proved his worth in the show ring. Before the inaugural Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration in 1939, he had already won 12 consecutive walking horse sweepstakes across the South. When the first celebration was held later that year, Strolling Jim cemented his place in history by winning grand championship honors as a three-year-old. His victory marked the beginning of a new era for the Tennessee walking horse breed. A champion's career following his historic win at the celebration, Strolling Jim continued to dominate the show circuit. In 1940, he achieved another remarkable feat by winning 12 consecutive big stakes events and being crowned grand champion at the Tennessee State Fair in Nashville. His success made him a household name among horse show enthusiasts and earned him invitations to compete in numerous prestigious events. Strolling Jim's fame extended beyond the show ring. He became a symbol of excellence for the Tennessee walking horse breed and was in high demand for exhibitions and appearances. Show committee members and horse show managers eagerly sought him out to grace their events. Even in halter classes, where horses are judged primarily on their conformation and appearance, Strolling Jim was a standout. A new chapter in California. In 1940, Strolling Jim was sold to L.B. Manning of Rancho Piocha in Santa Barbara, California, for a price that was almost unheard of at the time. His move to California introduced him to a new audience and further solidified his reputation as one of the finest Tennessee walking horses of his era. Despite his change in ownership, Strolling Jim's connection to Tennessee remained strong. He returned to compete at the Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration in 1948. By then, he was 12 years old and had been out of training for over a year. Even so, he managed to place fourth in a highly competitive class for lady riders, a testament to his enduring talent and spirit. Retirement and legacy. In 1947, Strolling Jim returned to Wartrace, Tennessee, where he retired behind the historic Walking Horse Hotel, a place he helped make famous. His presence in Wartrace drew visitors from far and wide who wanted to catch a glimpse of the legendary champion. He made appearances at local events, including the Wartrace Horse Show, where he was warmly welcomed by fans and showered with gifts such as saddles, bridles, blankets, and even feed. Strolling Jim lived out his golden years, surrounded by admirers who cherished his contributions to the Tennessee walking horse breed. He passed away on April 23, 1957, at the age of 21. Today, he rests beneath the bluegrass sod behind the Walking Horse Hotel in Wartrace, a fitting final resting place for a horse that brought so much pride and joy to Middle Tennessee. # Remembering Strolling Jim. Strolling Jim's story is more than just a tale of showring triumphs. It is a testament to the bond between humans and horses and the transformative power of dedication and training. From his humble beginnings as a farm horse in Viola to his rise as the first grand champion walking horse of the world, Strolling Jim's journey is one of perseverance and excellence. Even now, decades after his passing, Strolling Jim remains an enduring symbol of the Tennessee walking horse breed's grace, strength, and versatility. His legacy lives on in Wartrace and beyond, inspiring new generations of horse enthusiasts to celebrate this remarkable breed. So if you ever find yourself strolling through Wartrace's historic streets or visiting the Walking Horse Hotel, take a moment to remember Strolling Jim, the courageous old champion whose story continues to captivate hearts and minds across the country.